Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. In some episodes, I'll have guests available to give you even more tips, but in others, the floor is yours. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life. Welcome back to A Magical Life. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, and today Dr. Isabel Hunsinger joins us. And Dr. Isabel is a doctor on a mission, and I'm actually going to let Isabel tell you about herself. Welcome, Isabel.
Hi, Magic. Thank you for joining me here in New Zealand. I'm in New Zealand and you're in Australia and we're here on Zoom. This is exciting.
Isn't it? Now, tell us about why you're in functional medicine, how you got there, a little bit about your backstory.
Well, essentially, I was just a frustrated doctor. That's the bottom line. A frustrated doctor. And I just said, this is not working. My husband and I've been a medical doctor since 1991 and graduated from Denver Medical School in Colorado. And in 2000, my husband and I moved to New Zealand. And in New Zealand, because I thought, let's do medicine differently. Let's go somewhere in the world that does medicine differently. And here in New Zealand at the time, everybody had healthcare, could get healthcare. You know, you didn't have to have insurance to have healthcare. And so we came here and I practiced conventional medicine as a family practice doctor. A GP is what we are called here in New Zealand and down under. And in 2013, I just became so frustrated with healthcare because people weren't getting better. They were just getting sicker. And I realized that we didn't have a healthcare system. We've got disease management. And you know that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear?
Very much so. And I love that, that epiphany came to you.
Yeah, finally. And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, functional medicine, the whole understanding of functional medicine was opened up to me. I mean, I really took a deep dive into it. And so I started learning from the Institute of Functional Medicine in America with all my other colleagues who were medical doctors and other medical professionals that were like, you know, this is just not working. And so we really took a deep dive in learning about the root cause. Why are people sick? Because, you know, in conventional medicine, we're taught to just put a Band-Aid on it. A little bit about my story. In 2013, we started Doctor on a Mission. I stopped private practice, so I didn't have a ground practice. I saw my mentor, Dr. Mark Hyman. Are you familiar with Dr. Mark Hyman?
I love his work.
Yes. Well, he got me excited. He put the fire back in my belly about medicine. And I was like, that's it. If I'm going to reach more people in the world, I've got to reach them outside of the practice to help influence and encourage and serve and add value to more families. Because the whole philosophy in my mind was, if we can teach one person to fly, they can lead 1,000 to flight, right? And if two can be taught how to fly, that can lead 10,000 to flight. So I was like, okay, we're going to start Doctor on a Mission to prevent and reverse disease and give people hope in the process. Because people don't have hope in medicine. They're like, this is my life. And they feel stuck and confined.
Well, they are stuck and confined because they're consumers, they're customers. And what happens when your customer doesn't need you anymore? That's kind of how the medical model works these days.
Yeah. And there's some great things about conventional medicine, but then there's some things that just are definitely not working. And I had been a doctor, 23 years, something like that. 24 years? No, 23 years. Or 22 years.
Anyway, a long time.
I'm not a quick calculator, but it took me 22 years or more to kind of like go, oh my gosh, you know, this is not working. So we stopped my private practice and we went online as Doctor on a Mission. And in 2014, I was 53 and did not realize this, but I was menopausal. Here I am, a doctor, and I didn't even realize I was menopausal. And I became really overwhelmed with fear. And I was listening to the inner critic because that fear was, this is not going to work. What do you think you're doing? You're a doctor. You're supposed to be in the walls of a room taking care of one patient at a time. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I was listening to that inner critic. And when I get anxious, I don't sleep. And what happened was I only slept 2, maybe 3 hours every night for 17 nights straight, if you can imagine that.
I'm imagining that you were completely strung out and like overwired, the wired and tired.
Oh, man, it was ugly. And by the end of that 17th night, I tried to take my life twice over 3 days. I know. And by the grace of God, that plan was stopped, luckily, because my husband took me to the doctor and the doctor said to me, Isabel, you got to see the psychiatrist. And for a medical doctor, we're not supposed to be seeing psychiatrists, just so you know. That's like an understood statement. It's quiet and it's understood. Doctors don't see psychiatrists. And so I saw the psychiatrist and the psychiatrist said, Isabel, you need to be on this antidepressant for the rest of your life. And you know what? At that point, I totally surrendered magic. I wanted to live. I mean, I really wanted to live and I wanted to sleep. And he was going to get me to sleep. And he got me to sleep. And I love him to this day because he kept me alive long enough so that my husband and I could be on this journey together to figure this out. Because we were like, wow, this is so wrong. And when he said to me, Isabel, you're going to be on this medicine for the rest of your life. Like I said, yep, I will do whatever you say. But deep down inside of me, magic, my soul was like, we'll see about that.
I just need to stop you there. I really love this distinction because here you are being told that this medication, which by the way, listeners, can be quite toxic and harmful. This medication is something you're going to have to be on for the rest of your life. You did the right thing and you said, okay, but just for now. So something the listeners really need to hear is it's okay to take those medications, but not long term. It's a just for now to get you through. That's a really clear distinction.
Exactly. And we'll talk more about that because I'll explain in the teaching part, like what we can do because this doctor, he was a psychiatrist. He wasn't trained to check hormones. He wasn't trained to think about magnesium threonate. He wasn't trained to say, hey, you know, here are some ideas to help you sleep better. He just knew the immediate action. And that's the way we're trained in medicine. And that's the scary part. So now I'm way over on the other side, thankfully. I'm off the medication safely, and I underlined the word safely. I know how to stay calm. I know how to listen to my inner cheerleader, turn up the volume to my inner cheerleader, and turn down the volume to my inner critic, and just say, you're a liar. I'm not listening to you. That is not my story for the rest of my life. And I know how to sleep. And I know how to do it naturally. And I want to talk essentially about what I learned. I mean, I learned so much and there was no way I could talk about it all in a short podcast, but I'd love to give the listeners some ideas about sleeping better.
Definitely. Before we get onto that though, Isabel.
Yeah.
We asked the same three questions here and we'll just fly through them quite quickly. But the first one is, what can your expertise do to accelerate health, be it the physical, emotional, or spiritual?
Give you hope that you're in control. Give you hope that you are in control of your health. Because you need to learn to be the CEO of your health. You've got to fight the biggest fight you will ever fight to take care of your health. Because if you don't have your health, man, life is hard. It's ugly.
I love that. Be the CEO of your health. Now, the next question is around wealth. People think that's just the financial, just the money, but we know that your health is your wealth. Wealth can also be personal or emotional. So what are your top three tips to creating wealth?
Number one is being grateful. Just realizing, wow, like this morning I was taking a hot shower and I was thinking about the people in the Ukraine. Like, when was the last time they took a shower? So just being present and grateful for the small things. Number two is telling people you love them more and more and more. If they come to your mind, call them, text them, tell them you love them. And number three is hug. I love hugging. A lot of people may not like it, and I can pick up on their energy if they don't want to be hugged, but I love hugging.
So you love the release of oxytocin there.
Yeah.
I love it. And we talk about weight loss here. Many of the listeners might see practitioners or doctors or celebrities and go, well, they've never had a weight problem. What would they know? So what can you offer the listeners on their weight journey? Maybe some little things that they can hang on to.
Number one is make sure you've got your macronutrients balanced. You know, every time you eat, make sure it's with a good carbohydrate, a good protein, and a good fat. And a good carbohydrate are your dark green leafy vegetables. It's your low glycemic index fruit. I mean, even a slice of onion's got carbohydrate. And then match that with a protein, a good protein. And then match that also with a good fat, like your coconut oil, your butter, your avocado, your extra virgin olive oil. Because what that does is it keeps your blood sugars nice and stable for up to 4 hours. You will gain weight if you're eating a carbohydrate all by itself. If you eat a muffin, your blood sugars are going to go up and then down within 90 minutes. And then you're going to go, oh, I need to eat again. So this constant up and down of eating is not good. Number two is weight. I mean, you just have to ask yourself, why do I have this weight on? Is it because I'm stressed? You know, do I need to find a functional medicine doctor to check my thyroid, to check my cortisol, to check all these areas? Because there's a bigger issue. And ask yourself, am I self-medicating by eating? You know, so many people self-medicate and numb themselves, not only with eating, but, you know, pornography, spending money, using their credit cards. So just ask yourself, why do I have this weight on? And I always like asking that deeper question. And number three is no food 3 hours before bed. That will help you lose weight. That's for sure.
Love it. Love it. Okay. That's the official questions. Now, when you and I were discussing off air, what were we going to discuss? We looked at optimizing your brain health for your best life. Now, just so that the listeners know what my stake in this conversation is, you know, I always bring you something that you can learn from, but as you all know, I love learning as well. I've developed a inflammation in the brain called cerebellar ataxia. Now, however long it's been there, I finally know what it is. People often have these series of brain inflammation that maybe they don't recognize or that's not picked up. And you mentioned about, you know, the antidepressants and things like that. We see things very cut and dried as depression, anxiety, loss of balance. Like, we put things in pigeonholes without realizing that the overarching thing here is brain health. So let's deep dive into this. What can we teach the listeners about brain health and inflammation?
Well, inflammation is in and of itself, all by itself, in my mind. The word inflammation means your brain's on fire. Whenever you hear the word inflammation, it's fire. So you always want to check your homocysteine level, and you want a homocysteine level less than 7. And there's a lot of different ways to get your homocysteine level down. Another reason why people have inflammation is their gut health is wrong. So definitely get your gut checked with perhaps a complete microbiome mapping and see what needs to be repaired. The third cause of inflammation could be biotoxins. And oh my gosh, biotoxins is like in and of itself a year-long discussion. But your biotoxins could be your metals, you know, a metal toxicity, mercury, lead, arsenic, just to name a few. Another of the biotoxins is your organic chemicals would be, oh, pesticides, like your environmental toxins. And then the third would be things like herpes. Herpes simplex type 1 causes inflammation of the brain, Lyme, mold, Borrelia, all of those things. Your gum health can cause inflammation. We get this. So make sure you go to the dentist and get a Perry chart, which checks for the depth of the pockets in your gums. And if it's greater than 3 millimeters, then sweetheart, you got gum disease and that needs to be repaired. And that, because if that's not repaired, then your brain will be on fire. So those are just like a big inflammation differential diagnosis that you need to take a deep dive in and start working and teasing out what's affecting me.
Definitely. So listeners, look, there's a lot there that Isabel just mentioned. Yeah. A lot.
Just a little bit.
And so go through the podcast and take some notes. But definitely, you know, inflammation is what is happening. As you know, I like to separate you from your symptomology. It is not what you are. That is really important. So gum disease is something that is happening to you. It is not what you are. Inflammation, same thing, you know, and you've really got to separate yourself. We say this a lot in functional health, is you really do have to separate yourself from the symptoms.
Yeah. Your symptoms are talking to you.
Exactly. Right, let's dive more into the brain. You know, we often hear about diseases like Alzheimer's and MS and Parkinson's, and oh, they've happened because of aluminium, or, you know, we're hearing a lot about it's happened because of. What is the true pathway that leads to these diseases?
Well, it's all brain health. And there's, in my mind, from my research, there's 14 paths, but I'm not going to be able to talk about all 14 paths. The two big ones that I'd like to talk about is hormones and getting your hormones under control. And this is something that I learned the hard way in my journey. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going through a tough time with maybe anxiety and depression, I would highly recommend getting your hormones checked. And the hormones, estrogen is definitely for women. Women, I mean, that really affects women much more. But estrogen and progesterone, get those checked, because estrogen and progesterone help you sleep. And the research shows that up to 40% of women would not have Alzheimer's if they were on proper bioidentical hormone replacement. Unfortunately, 2/3 of the population of Alzheimer's are women. And I know from the research that it's got a lot to do with perimenopause and menopause. Like this area, we're just thrown on antidepressants and our hormones are not checked. And then that leaves us susceptible to having Alzheimer's. Another hormone to get checked is your testosterone, because testosterone helps improve your mood. Another hormone, which people don't believe is a hormone, is vitamin D. Vitamin D is a hormone. It's made out of cholesterol. And if your vitamin D levels are in optimal range, that helps decrease any brain health illness that you're having. And the area you want to have it as is between 50 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. And you can work with your healthcare practitioner to figure out how much you need for that. The other hormone is DHEA. That helps with improved mood too. And DHEA is created by your adrenals. And a lot of people don't know, hey, look, I was a medical doctor. I never even understood to check that. You know, this is something that even endocrinologists trained in the mainstream medicine don't understand how to check. The next one is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is the mama bear of all hormones. She like is the mama bear, you know, and she makes all the cortisol and she makes all the estrogen and testosterone and the DHEA. She is the mother of all hormones. Well, like you said, if mama's not happy, the kids aren't going to be happy. So make sure that mama bear, the pregnenolone, has a high level, is not depleted. Because if she's not full, if you don't have a full cup of pregnenolone, she's not going to be able to give you all the other hormones that you need to live a balanced brain health life. And thyroid. Oh my gosh. Thyroid controls 400 functions in your body. And so many doctors, me included, were just trained to check TSH. TSH is but one of the many hormones.
I'm just going to jump in here.
Yes,
I live in Australia. And I said for years something was wrong with my thyroid. And when I asked for a full thyroid panel, sometimes it was just TSH. So that's your thyroid stimulating hormone. Sometimes it was T4 and T3 and TSH. But a full thyroid panel has, what, 7 or 8 different things that you need to test, all the antibodies and the ratios. And so listeners, please, if you're asking for a full thyroid panel, write down what a full thyroid panel is. You can find all the things that you're looking for on Google there. Take that to your doctor and say, hey, dude, this is a full thyroid panel. No more of this TSH only thing.
Right.
Because you're not going to get the answers.
No. And look, a lot of conventional medical doctors aren't trained in this. So you might make them feel uncomfortable. If that's the case and they don't want to move forward, then find a functional medicine doctor. You know, find MAGIC or go to the Institute of Functional Medicine and find a practitioner in your area. We're all over the place. We're getting trained up because we know this is the medicine of the future. One more thing about TSH. If they say that your TSH is any above 2.0, that means you're hypothyroid. That means your thyroid is not working well. Don't accept anything over 2.0 as normal. It's not normal to have a TSH over 2.0. Okay? Wanted to let you know that.
just on that, listeners, this is how crazy it gets out there. When I was saying something was wrong with my thyroid and being dismissed, my TSH was 76.
No way.
Yeah.
76?
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm sorry that happened to you.
But it does happen. And so you really do need to be pushy. You really do need to get the answers that you need. Because as Isabel said, she, you know, struggled a little bit with the mainstream, and I certainly did. I've been very open with you all about that. If you feel like the answers you're getting are not serving you, get answers somewhere else. Contact Isabel, contact myself, you know, contact any number of functional health people, because we know that you need these answers.
Yeah, it's the puzzle. It's the pieces of the puzzle. So that's pretty much, that block is pretty much hormones for brain health. And, you know, we can go deeper on all that stuff. But, and then the next big block is sleep. Oh my gosh, sleep. How many times in my medical training was I taught to be, I was a macho woman if I only slept 2 or 3 hours a night, you know, like sleep is a waste of time is the way I was trained. Lack of sleep almost killed me and left my husband without a wife and my kids without a mom, you know? And so we got to erase this thought that you don't need sleep. You need sleep, okay? And we are all designed, magic, right, to sleep 7 to 9 hours good every night.
I'm nodding while Isabel's talking. I'm going to get a very sore head soon.
And let's talk about how we can do these things, because it's not that hard, really. You can do this. And it doesn't need to be a sleeping tablet. Now, look, I have people that come into me that haven't been sleeping for weeks. And yes, I can give them a sleeping tablet for a couple of days to get them back into the rhythm. But then we've got to get into a system. They've got to start implementing the system. And the system is simple, but you've got to make it a habit. Because if you don't make it a habit, guess what? You become unwell. So number one is no food 3 hours before going to bed. Because you know what? If you eat before going to bed, your body is wasting all that time to digest. Then why would you use that? You want to use that time to be sleeping, to go into your sleep. Number two is no alcohol 3 hours before going to bed. No alcohol essentially ever. Do you drink alcohol?
I don't drink alcohol. And there's a number of reasons why I don't drink alcohol. And the main one is that my liver doesn't like it. So when I drink alcohol, it's very entertaining for other people, especially in winter, because they can warm up by touching my head because I'm red and sweating buckets.
Yeah, that's right. And you know why that happens? Do you want to know why that happens?
Go for it.
Because alcohol clears the estrogen faster. It makes the liver clear the estrogen. And we need estrogen to not be having hot flashes. When our estrogen levels are going down, then we have hot flashes. And so you will induce hot flashes with alcohol.
Exactly.
So alcohol is a funny drug. Look, we all are taught, oh yeah, you can drink a glass of wine and stuff. Look, alcohol is not a health food. Please stop believing the lie that alcohol is a health food. Yes, a glass of organic red wine once or twice a week is fine. My philosophy, and from the research that I have done, is no more than 4 alcoholic servings a week. I always recommend organic red wine because of the resveratrol, but you don't need anything else. Your body doesn't need it. It shrinks your brain. In particular, alcohol shrinks a part of your brain called the hippocampus. Now, I didn't say hippopotamus. I said hippocampus. And the hippocampus is your memory center. So don't be shrinking your hippocampus. Okay, now the next question is, how many glasses of wine are there in a bottle of wine? No, not 2. No, not 3. There's 7 glasses servings of alcohol in a bottle.
So. And how many times do we hear, particularly women say, I'll just sit down with a bottle of wine. That's 7 glasses of alcohol.
And it will make you fat because you eat stupid. You get your hand in a bag of potato chips and you're like, oh, how did this happen? So just don't decrease your alcohol. The next thing is magnesium threonate. I love magnesium threonate. It's the magnesium that crosses into your brain. And ask your GP if you can be on magnesium threonate, and ask him or her. And if you've got any heart or kidney problems, you want to make sure that that's cleared. The next one is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a beautiful adaptogenic herb, and it helps you sleep. It helps you calm down your adrenals so you're not wired, so you can sleep. And you can have between 2 to 4 grams of that. I always recommend an hour before bed. Some people take it during the day and they get sleepy. And I go, okay, well, then that means your body's talking to you. Take it at nighttime. Progesterone. Now, the only hormones I recommend are bioidentical hormones. And bioidentical means it's body identical. It's body natural. And you can get progesterone bioidentical. In New Zealand and Australia, it's under the trade name now because the pharmaceutical companies are in on the deal. They understand that women want to do bioidentical now. The trade name is Utrogestin. Utrogestin. However, if you're working with a functional medicine doctor, they can organize that through a compounding pharmacy.
Just on progesterone there, we know how nurturing it can be for the brain. And I've been reading a lot of studies about people with acquired brain injuries being given progesterone to pull them out of that symptomology.
It calms them down. Yeah. And it's also a great detoxifier. Progesterone helps you detox. So anybody with inflammation will benefit from progesterone. I have men, like when I check their progesterone levels, if they're not sleeping well and their progesterone levels are low, I will give them progesterone at nighttime. And it just, you know, we all feel better when we're sleeping.
And ladies, low progesterone when you're having periods, so premenopausal, what that looks like can be migraines every time you have a cycle. those really piercing headaches, that's a sign that you have low progesterone. So again, listen to your body.
Right. And then estrogen, the next to help you sleep is estrogen. And when I say estrogen, I don't mean Premarin. Premarin is a synthetic hormone. You don't want to use synthetic. There's two things. You never want to use a synthetic estrogen, and you never want to take estrogen by mouth, because that increases your risk of a stroke or a heart attack. However, when you use a patch or a cream of estradiol, that will help, that is absorbed through your body. So now the pharmaceutical companies here down under and in America and above the equator are also using Estradot or Estraderm, and that's a patch. And you can change that once every 3 days, so twice a week. The next thing to help you sleep is, and this is the last one that I've got today, is the 5-HTP. 5-HTP is wonderful for certain people. 5-HTP is great for people that are not on an SSRI. So things like Prozac, Paxil, escitalopram, all those SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, those are not people that can be using 5-HTP, because then you'll get a serotonin syndrome. And that looks like you're shivering, you got diarrhea, rigidity, fevers, and seizures. And you're not going to do that on my shift. So no at 5-HTP if you're on an SSRI. However, if you're not on an SSRI and you'd like to consider 5-HTP, then the beauty of 5-HTP is it gets converted into serotonin, which helps your brain be happy. And it helps it also get converted into melatonin, and melatonin helps you sleep. And the dose of that would be 100 to 200 milligrams. So those are the two big areas. And then the other big area that I love talking about, and I'll just touch on it, is past trauma. Magic, I had no idea about the ACE score. I really didn't before my almost dying experience.
So for the listeners, your ACEs score is your adverse childhood experience score. You can also have ACRs, which is adverse childhood relationship experiences. And there is actually a standardized questionnaire of 10 questions. Now, it can be found anywhere on the web. You can contact us on our website. We can send it to you. It's actually part of our intake. And so what it does is asks you some fairly confronting questions. And most people have at least one adverse childhood experience. 99% of the population will score 1 to 3. But if you score 4 and above, then past trauma is a big issue. So that's what Isabel's referring to.
Right. And I scored more than 4. I had no idea that if you score more than 4, you have a 1,200% increased risk of suicide. I mean, really, don't you think that's something that should be taught in medical training?
Definitely. When I was diagnosed with multiple autoimmunes, I did the ACEs score and I scored 7.
Yeah.
And it was like, no wonder my life's been in the toilet. Like, you don't think about it because you survive through what is going on in your childhood. And it's not until you see this questionnaire and you see a 7 staring at you and it's like,
no wonder.
How am I still here?
I know. Your body kept you alive. I know. And the cool thing about this is, you know, it's so cool to see the why you're where you are right now. And the cool part is doing the work, which is the hardest work I've ever done. And that is to dive into your limbic system and get that repaired. And there's a lot of different ways to do limbic system work. The way I did it was through Annie Hopper, the DNRS, the Dynamic Neural Retraining System, online. Bottom line is your brain is plastic. You can mold and stretch and recreate your brain, but you got to do the work, okay? And then there's the EMDR, and I don't know if you know of any other limbic system.
I do. The practitioners at Holistic Natural Health Australia can help you with that. We actually do work with the limbic system and a lot of coaching techniques and things that you can take with you moving forward, because it is just one of these areas of health that is so often disregarded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is opening up to the world, which is I'm so excited about. So those are the three big areas: your hormones, get your hormones under control, get your sleep under control, and deal with past trauma. Those are the three big ones that I wanted to share today on optimizing your brain health for your best life. From the experience and the research that I have come to know and love and hold tight.
I love it. Now, you have a podcast, which I've been blessed to be a guest on. Tell us about your podcast.
The podcast is called The MD and Chef Team, and you can find it on podcasts. And it's my husband and I. My husband's the nutritional chef, culinary chef at Doctor on a Mission. So we talk about everything: marriage, stress, relationships, raising kids, health, all things.
Love it. And people love freebies on our podcast here. We always give a freebie. So what can you offer the listeners and where can they find that?
Great. There's a lot of freebies on our website called info@doctoronamission. That's D-O-C-T-O-R on a mission. So it's doctor, long doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R on a mission.com.
Loving it. Now, we've covered so much here, Isabel. Is there something that we haven't covered that you feel the listeners need to hear?
Find a word that feeds your heart for the day and just focus on it, meditate on it, have it be your word. Like for me, my word today is patient endurance, Isabel.
Love it. Now, listeners, this was your episode 239. Coming up, we have a lot more great guests, but really we've covered so much today. I would urge you to re-listen to this episode, take some notes, because we've just given you so much information. Fantastic Isabel has been so generous. And listeners, again, thank you for your time. Go forth and create your magical life. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at A Magical Life Podcast or at Holistic Natural Health Australia. That's holistic with a W. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.